perform muraqabah. In other words, in your heart remember Allah, and inside your heart, Allah's remembrance with His personal name, Allah, 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 with His blessed name, do His dhikr. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His due to the association of His Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also all of the pious sheikhs of the Naqshbandi order, that through their blessed hearts request the fares and the blessings. And iqtasabi fares is defined as attaining fares, receiving the blessings. In tasawwuf, one murid, a student, his connection and relationship with his sheikh, this is his connection, that via his sheikh, the student receives fares, blessings. And then when an individual has a connection, a relationship with a sheikh, with a teacher, then the name of that connection is fares, blessings. And if you don't have a connection or relationship with a sheikh, then you can't receive fares. As soon as you have the connection, then the fares starts to flow. And this is a spiritual method, spiritual route through which the individual attains the marifah, the nearness, the closeness to Allah. The sheikh is the means. He is your pathway. He is your pathway. If you don't have a sheikh, you cannot receive the blessings. If you have the sheikh, then the blessings will arrive. And if the blessings won't arrive, then the doors of marifah, nearness to Allah will not open. Because dunya is, in this dunya Allah has given this method, this tariqah for us to get to Allah's nearness. And Allah has explained that, defined that. Allah says to define the fares, as a Mujaddad al-Afthani rahmatullah alayh, he stated in his maktubat, in his writings, that every student, murid, should realize that when he sits in muraqabah, whether he's alone, whether he's at home, whether he's in the car, whether he's in an aeroplane, on a ship, a boat, thousands of miles away, behind the veils, behind all of the barriers, doesn't matter. At that time, he should sit in this way, the student, that with his sheikh, he is attaining and receiving the blessings. There's no challenge, there's no blockade, because the ruh, the soul, is consistent. It's not on the body. The blessings arrive to the soul. Within a second, the ruh, the soul, can go, ascend to the highest of the heavens and skies. It can take a person far and wide. So this is spiritual. It's not physical. So there's no barrier. And the blessings arrive, they descend. Just like the light of the sun. There's light. It disperses. It disperses far and wide. So first the murid should have yaqeen, belief that wherever he or she is, the fares will arrive to that student. 100%. Otherwise, no woman could attain any blessings, because the sisters, the women folk, cannot come physically in front. They are behind the parda, the veil, the barrier. So alhamdulillah, there are such women, sisters, that they attain great ranks and high status, high maqam, high rank. So fares, blessings, why does a person get it and how does he get it? From the sheikh. So some distance does not stop that. Being far away doesn't make any difference at all. Doesn't make any difference at all. So the first thing that you need, as a Mujaddad al-Afthani rahmatullahi stated, that to get fares, blessings, you need the connection, spiritual connection. Spiritual connection. What is that? The more you have love for the sheikh, so what's the connection? The connection is that the more love you have with the teacher, more obedience to the teacher, then the more the faith, the blessings of the teacher arrives to you in the form of light, nur, it starts to go into that student. In other words, it's stated that the sheikh, he doesn't give it, rather the faith, the murid himself, he's pulling on the faith, the blessings. It depends on what the faith, the student wants. The strength of his connection. How strong is his connection with the sheikh? How sincere is the student? How much love does the student have? So, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Rather, it's stated that in reality, more than dhikr, the student gets benefit from fares, blessings. And fares, this is called rabta sheikh, connection with the teacher. If your connection with the teacher is not present, not existent, then dhikr does not help you. If the connection with the teacher is strong, then dhikr will benefit you as well. So sometimes you see people say, I do dhikr, but there's no benefit. For this reason, because their rabta, connection with the teacher, is not strong. It's not intact. They're just journeymen. Journeymen. And the connection, the relationship with the teacher, is not strong. So brothers, if we're traveling on this journey, then travel in this way. Don't waste time. Look at your deficiencies and fulfill them. Life is very short, temporary. Allah has given us a beautiful, defined path. It is an excellent and great path that we are following. This is an ocean of Allah's qurb and His ma'rifah. And his connection. So attain this, very simple. Find a sheikh and then strengthen the connection with the teacher. That's it. And then whatever he says, just follow that methodology path. Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala will make that individual successful. So what happens in muraqabah? The person is getting istiqabi faiz. That we want to attain faiz and bring and get that from our teacher. Whatever latifa lesson you have got, you make a niyyah. Oh Allah Ta'ala, all of the honorable mashaykh, via them, via our shaykh, Allah please give us that height as well and strengthen our dhikr. And then according to your aqeen and your love and your conviction and your obedience, you will start to attain the faiz and the blessings. So make a niyyah, an intention. We are going to do muraqabah now. Whichever latifa you want, alhamdulillah, you can strengthen that latifa, that lesson, and you can start to receive the fares and blessings. Just like now, I have closed my eyes and towards my heart I have made the connection and thought. Then immediately I've gone into tasawwur-i-shaykh. Envision, just like I'm sitting in Gadai, in the village of my teacher, and Hazrat Sahib is there. I'm imagining this, and I'm imagining the majlis is present, the gathering is taking place, and I'm receiving fares from my shaykh. And Hazrat's blessed face has come in front of my eyes. That's it. This is the tariqah to attain the fares. Now the more you are strong, alhamdulillah, and then you get experience and observations upon this as well.